This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
All right, welcome back to the Sunny Mary Meadow podcast. We had to cut this episode into two pieces. So part one was last week. If you have not listened yet, go back and listen to part one. Otherwise, enjoy part two, because I really don't think I'm ever going to get Flower Farmer Fiance to come back on. So here we go. Enjoy. What really got it was on the very end, we didn't leave enough slack with the wire channels and then ended up pulling it tight and then it got removed. So then we had basically a hole on the end, and then that just, we had to completely kind of redo the plastic in, you know, January or something like that. Mm-hmm. But so, it was
which
fine.
Leads us into the next step. Once the plastic is tight and you have the wire channels from over the top at either end on the end bows, then we get the rope going. So secure it at one corner, and that rope is going to be going every other post and over the top. So from one corner at bow one, you got to get a little ball of rope in your hand, chuck it over the top to bow number two.
Yep. So you do the evens on one side and the odds on the other, so that they, and then you repeat it again. So say you have a left side and a right side of the tunnel, and you know, there's a total of
13.
Yep.
In the 50 footer.
Yep. So then you do it right side one, left side two, right side three, left side four. So then on the other side, so on the left side, if you're starting with the right side, you're skipping.
It's the mirror image, really.
Yep. It's the mirror image. So you do one, and then you skip the first one, and then you do two. And then you go over to the other side and do three. So yep, two come, on the come. First side is being skipped because you're doing it on the other side. And then you go through and do it again over top. I think we were both pleasantly surprised when we were doing it. We're like, this is all that holds it on. Some strings.
Yeah.
But it works really well because it can just slide up and down beneath. So it's almost like the strings are holding it down on the top. Well, not almost, it is. The strings are holding it down, securing it on the top. And there's the little,
it prevents it like flapping in the wind kind of thing. And the wire on either end on the first and the last bow only do so much. You know, that secures tightness of plastic. But to hold it down, you have the ropes going across every single bow and over the top. So, and those can, once you get the rope on and secure that, then your final step with that is you go through to tighten that. So with a person on either side working on the same rope, you're gonna pull to secure it and kind of pass the slack across to the other person. You're gonna go from bow one to three to five to seven on my side, while Liz's side would be 2, 4 six and eight.
Yep.
You know, just carrying the same thing. And by the time you get to the end, you're going to have a few extra feet that you probably pulled it tighter. Secure that with a new knot. Job's done. Yep. Do the other side. Job's done.
Brent didn't get to be in Boy Scouts, but he really wanted to be in Boy Scout. But he ties a pretty good knot.
Yeah.
He was too busy dairy farming, and they got to do a lot of sports. So
yeah,
a lot of farm kids didn't get to do a lot of sports, and he was able to, but couldn't do sports and be a farm kid and be in Boy Scouts.
Said, go to the woods and start a fire.
Yeah. Yep. So then just keep in mind the strings. And I hope that this podcast is helpful. I feel like you're all going to listen to this and be like, what the heck? This isn't making sense. But I feel like we're speaking flower farmer, fiance, or husband language. That's who this episode is for. So you ladies, if you have questions, and I'm not kidding, like send us an email if you're like, how does this work? But honestly, it's really not that intimidating to go through it with the kit. But I would, I mean, for your marriage sake, I would get the kit. Like, I just, we've talked about buying some used ones or looking on Marketplace or whatever, but we just personally, Brent works full time Monday through Friday, usually 10-hour days. Like, there's just not time to be running around looking for extra parts. And the days that we have to work on it, that's what we have. We don't have a lot of flexible other time, or we don't want to, because then that cuts into family time. And so, you know, you have to decide what your most available resource is. And for us, it's not time. So we needed this to go smoothly. And from start to finish, we probably put 12 hours into this second tunnel, maybe.
Yeah, probably that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it comes with a manual in each kit. They also have a watch video option that you can look up.
Oh, we got to talk about...
I don't think we ever looked at that once.
Yeah, we never watched the videos.
Whatever.
We haven't talked about the indoors yet. We haven't talked about the indoors. So I wanted the Dutch doors. Honestly, the first tunnel that we did, we were just like, we had no idea what we were getting into. The Dutch doors looked pretty and functional. And again, I would have probably made the mistake of, you know, I see so many people, they're like, oh, we have this cute barn door from, you know, the old farmhouse or the old barn. And then they build a frame out of it, sometimes with plastic, but sometimes they just make a solid door at the end or a solid wall out of wood. And you absolutely can do that, but I would not recommend it. I mean, if it's going to be your little, I don't want to say your little happy greenhouse, but if you need to get in and out of there with equipment and wagons and 5-gallon buckets, think about how are you going to haul them in and out? And if you can't get in and out with a wagon, like, you're going to be carrying everything by hand. So you want for sure a wide door.
So I think our year two here with two high tunnels is an ideal setup. We had two Dutch doors a year ago on high tunnel one. And with the second purchase, you got the zipper ends. Essentially, what we did was put a Dutch door at either end of the both high tunnels and took the two zipper ends and put them on either end. So we have the options on the south end.
So the south ends are garden tractor, the tiller. So they can fully open up. We can get in there with, I mean, I planted pallets and pallets of crates of tulips. I planted about 3,000 tulip bulbs in crates, and we put them in the machine shed. And then around February, we will move them into the tunnel, and we'll be able to just use the pallet forks and drive right in to the end, and then we'll barely have to carry them. So that's going to be so nice. But what's also nice about the Dutch door, so if you don't know what a Dutch door is, basically the whole thing I think is about 4 foot by 8 foot, and it's essentially 2 4x4 squares. And so it's, you know, it's really cute. You can open the top half, but what I like about that is, you know, so say we get a really, really sunny day in January or February. I mean, I guess actually, if we get a really sunny day in January or February, I'm gonna let it ride. I'm gonna let it be warm in there because nothing's really coming up yet. But especially once the tulips are coming up, we want spring, not summer, when we're changing the seasons in there. And so if it is 15 degrees outside but 80 degrees inside the high tunnel, the problem is we might have, you know, last year, what did we get? 90 inches of snow.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was like
snowmobiling.
Like 80. It was somewhere between 85 and 95. It was a record of snow here last winter. And so, especially in the high tunnel, I mean, it takes a while to be able to open up the sides. And so if we have the Dutch doors, we can open the top half of the door. Even if there's 4 foot of snow, we can open the top half of the door and just leave that wide open for ventilation. And that'll really cool it down. So it just gives us a lot of options to have a zipper door, a Dutch door, the sidewall's done. But the Dutch doors were probably the most complicated of the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and I am going to tell you all about my other podcast, Bloom and Grow with Liz Fidler. In the early days of the Sunny Mary Meadow podcast, we had bonus Bloom and Grow episodes where I shared some personal insights in my experience with love and loss and grief And ultimately, we decided it needed its own podcast. So you can click the link in the episode, this very episode, and hit the subscribe button so that you get alerts when new episodes come out. The Bloom and Grow podcast with Liz Fidler is where we share stories of those who have grown through grief and break down barriers that isolate us in those challenging parts of our lives. We know that time doesn't heal, but intention does. And the weight of grief doesn't get any lighter, but we can get better at carrying it. This podcast isn't just for those going through something sad or difficult, but also for those who know someone who is, by sharing tips and perspectives in how to be a better support for your loved ones that are grieving. If you're interested in hearing more, click the link in this episode's notes so that you can subscribe and check it out. And thank you so much for blooming and growing with us. So why don't you tell us how you built the Dutch doors?
Well, taking a step back here, you need to put on the Dutch doors before you put on the plastic over the top. The door post, they have a part to assemble. It needs to go on before the channel at the end. If you put the channel on already, loosen that screw or two that might be in the way. You can tap it through with a hammer.
So the channel is the U-shape thing that then the plastic sits on top that then the zipper or the wire.
Spring wire
goes in. I know we're using a lot of technical terms, but I was picking up what you were putting down. I just want to make sure people understand what that means. But yeah, so he's not... Well, so, you are speaking from experience. Yeah, no. He got that all done and then realized that it had to come off for the Dutch doors.
So there's two spots where that's going to be a problem. Basically, you can get really particular with some of their directions. You want to keep the door centered. It could favor either side just a little bit. And the like putting the first door in on high tunnel one is pounding the rebar down, and you know, 4 inches down, it needs to go 18 or something like that to secure the door. And there was a solid rock. I moved 2 inches in all directions, and all of a sudden I gave up because I wasn't ready to pull out a shovel, dig out a rock, have loose soil, because that wasn't going to secure the door either. So I just started over, moved a foot, and that door is now offset by a foot. It doesn't look as square in particular like the rest are, but hey, it's still functional.
Yep.
So assembling the base bars, the anchor post, the door post, it'll come together with the measurements that come in the manual. I mean, you stick to that manual, pull out the level, because you do want to get the Dutch doors hanging level. If they're not level,
they're not going to close or open.
They're not going to close, like, open. They're not going to, they're going to open and then swing hard, mm-hmm. wide open, or swing hard closed.
Knowing what we know now, I'm still glad we have the Dutch doors. So the Dutch doors are on the north end of each tunnel, and then the zippers are on the south end to reach it with equipment. If I had to choose between Dutch doors or zipper doors, definitely do the zippers because it's canvas and can get equipment in and out. The Dutch doors look awesome. And like I said, what's really nice for us is that it allows for a small amount of ventilation, even if it's really cold or windy. Like, mm-hmm. you could just prop open the door or even the top half of the door. But honestly, if you are not super handy or short on time or a little intimidated by all of this, I would skip the Dutch door. I mean, don't you, like, would you say that's kind of the little more advanced step?
Yeah, it's probably the more advanced step.
I firmly believe.
I think I was overwhelmed at it too,
yeah.
with it when I began. But on the other hand, taking your time, following the directions, mm-hmm. sticking to it, it works out.
Yeah. I think, you know, with the tunnel itself, with the frame, whatever, if it's off by an inch or two, it's really not that big of a deal where the rebar nope. is. I mean, it's not meant to be, it's not a home. It's not, you know, we built our tunnel the same time that our house wasn't done being built yet. And he kept just saying, he's like, it doesn't have to be Creever quality. It doesn't have to be Creever quality. That's our builder, who is like the best, literally the best. And so the whole time he just was like, it doesn't have to be Creever quality. I'm like, nope, it doesn't. But the Dutch door kind of does. Otherwise it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. And so if you are, you know, if you guys are listening to this, honestly, the kit part itself with the zipper end doors, I mean, or you can just leave the plastic super long and ball it up on the ends. Like, that is an option to do.
People do that.
People do that. I don't know that I would do that for cut flowers. Plus, let's face it, we all kind of want it looking a little prettier. But it's definitely, you know, I know I have a lot of you that, you know, have reached out. And I mean, I sit here and I say, you know, like, well, I'm single. No, I'm not. I have Brent. He's amazing. And I don't say I'm single anymore. Obviously, I'm engaged and whatever. But I have hot and handy help. He's blushing. But I know that especially the first year, like after Josh passed away, just, you know, when you're looking at it and thinking like, oh my God, I could never do this if you're out on your own. But I firmly believe that if it came down to it, I do think Lindsay and I could have put the second high tunnel up together, especially mm-hmm. after I had seen the first one. And that was our plan of what we were probably going to have to do. But Brent was able to help on the weekends and it's faster. Honestly, that you do need a little bit of muscle, like getting that rebar pounded in for the very bottom brace. Like that just, I'm not kidding when I say I got like one or two in the time that he did seven or eight. And it just like, he kind of was like, okay, you're helping. But like, I was exerting a lot of effort to get my one or two in. Like, it just made more sense for him to do them all. Same thing with like bending the channel locks at the end. Like, you do need a little muscle for that. But I do think it could be done by, if you're not super handy. It's, yeah. But the Dutch doors is a little more advanced.
Yeah. I think other than attaching the two main door posts to the end bow, that's going to be the most critical thing. You're going to secure it with the horizontal pieces of steel, and after that, the rest kind of just falls into place. Following the directions, you'll nail it. The final step after getting all the hardware secured for the Dutch door end walls is the plastic. So, once again, you're going to have an oversized piece of plastic secured at the top center to begin lightly with about a foot of that spring wire. And then from there, take it to the bottom corners, get it started there, kind of like welding. You want to tack it, just secure it enough to hold it in place, and then continue to tighten it and finish it off. Once you have it secured and in place, you can take your knife and cut out the door. So again, we left like 2 inches of extra plastic just for, well, for mistakes and for stretching and handling of it. But you can start trimming out the door and then follow that up with putting on the spring wire around the door frame. Finish off the wire around the base and across the end bow. And yeah, that kind of became straightforward other than trimming out the door.
So then actually Lindsay and I put up the zipper canvases by ourselves. That was the last thing to do, the two south end walls. And it went really good. And especially, I mean, once you see how it works,
in their directions from Friendly Farmer, the Dutch door ends go on before the plastic over the top of the high tunnel, but the end zipper walls
go on after. Yep. So that was the last thing to do. Brent had already moved, you know, tunnel one had two Dutch doors originally. He took the south Dutch door, put it on the north of the new tunnel. So now both south ends were wide open. And then I did something really stupid. I will admit it. Brent was like, why did you do this? You can get them either with one zipper down the middle or with two zippers. And I was like, well, I didn't know which one we would want. So I ordered both. And he's like, okay. I don't know. It was like $15 difference. And I should have done some reading. I should have done some reviews. I should have like looked into it a little more.
We haven't really used them yet.
No.
We put them on and they're done for this fall. But what I picture being more convenient to use in our situation is the single zipper.
Yeah.
Because you open the single zipper and pull one half to the
It just end is a post. Zipper literally up and down the middle and of the end.
It has little like a little buckle clip. Secure it there. Secure the other side and it's out of your way. The one with the double zipper, you're going to have a third of the end wall hanging down, and I don't know how we're going to roll that up yet.
No,
without
I think
a ladder.
We're going to need
of,
a ladder. You know, we're going to need a ladder. So it's probably high. Stupid. So ours is probably but for sale, and we'll get a. So if anyone wants a two of them. No, but basically, I had Lindsay. It was really hard. So what they recommend was, so now you have this, I want to say it's like 14 by, I would say it's 14 by 20, the entire like very thick canvas with zippers on it. And so that's 14 by 20. And then the whole thing is probably 12 feet tall by 16 feet wide at the very base, but it's a square, this end wall is of canvas. So you have a lot of excess in the two corners up top. So they recommend you put the top on really loosely with just one of the wire channels and just like secure it there so that you know it's centered, and then you've centered the zipper on it. And then you have to go back down to the bottom corners and you do one corner at a time, because you don't want a lot of excess on the ground. You want it kind of flush and level with the ground. So then you go to one corner, do that corner, go to the other corner, do that corner, and just keep working your way up toward the top. And then eventually you will end up taking out that temporary one, or the piece that you kind of put in loosely, take it out so that you can tighten it and then put it back on. Yeah, I want to say it took a total of probably more than two, but less than 3 hours for both of them, for Lindsay and I to do. And it was kind of hard because she doesn't know how to drive the skid steer. And so I had to like drive it, lower it, climb up on top. And I also like, when it comes to stuff like that, like I don't expect her to be the one scaling the ladder and scaling the skid steer. Like if someone's going to end up falling off the ladder, I want it to be me, not her. You know, hopefully neither of us do, but, and we were pretty safe. Like we'd put the ladder next to the skid steer bucket, you know, but we're 10 feet up in the air fixing these zipper wires, but it worked really well. And honestly, like I said, if you're intimidated by the Dutch door part, I would just buy these two canvases with the single zipper. I wouldn't get the double zipper. It looks kind of cool. It rolls up, but I don't know. In hindsight, I don't know that we would have done that. So yeah, there is our episode on building the high tunnels. It really is a lot simpler than it seems. You can make them as simple or as complicated as you want. They're intimidating and they seem like next level, but honestly, it's really not that bad. It's really not that hard. I don't know. And you can just do so many things. But as I tell all of my students in peddling perishable products over and over again, if you don't have the market for the specialty expensive flowers that take a lot of work and a lot more money, if you don't have someone that's going to buy them and pay the premium and pay what they're extra worth, then maybe you don't need a high tunnel. Maybe you just need to grow annuals. Maybe you don't live in an environment where, you know, you need the extra space. I mean, zone 4 where we live, it's tricky. I mean, I feel like zone 5 and 6 are like the ideal, especially zone 6. Like they got a good growing season. Like they can kind of push the envelope a little bit, have fun. Like I'm a little jealous of what they get to do, but zone 4 is where it's at. It's where we live and we make it work. So thank you for listening to another episode.
Thanks for listening to the Sunny Mary Meadow podcast. I'm your host, Liz. If you like what you're hearing, please subscribe and rate us. You can find us on Instagram, Pinterest, and Facebook at Sunny Mary Meadow. Subscribe to our email newsletter at sunnymarymeadow.com. And if you have questions or comments or anything to say, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at podcast@sunnymarymeadow.com.
Flowers, flowers, we love flowers. Sunny Mary Meadow, they smell so good. sunnymarymeadow.com.